Yet during 1972, the scene continued to diversify. Bands such as Can, who followed up the landmark Tego Mago with the equally successful Ig Bamyazi, persevered in their exploration of the extreme possibilities of rock music while the electronic field continued to evolve. Edgar Froese's Tangerine Dream had released the albums Alpha Centauri and Zeit, in which the band had progressed from the experimental psychedelia of electronic meditation into an atmospheric sound that Froese himself termed cosmic music. And former member Klaus Schulze, who had also been testing the boundaries of psychedelic rock with Ashrar Temple, emerged as a prominent electronic musician in his own right with his debut solo record, Irrlicht.
I want to do at this time 100% electronic music, not the compromise with conventional instruments creating new sounds. I said, why don't we start with a synthesizer and make a new sound instead of playing a guitar backwards or whatever, and sing. But they were still, so they still want to have it in as an important part of this music. They want to have traditional drums and traditional guitar. Okay, they have some, they give, let's say in 1 hour, they give you 5 minutes to just freak out with this. But then we have to come back to this. And this, I was really fed up. I said, no, I do it alone. Because at this time I was parallel also doing Tangerine Time. I was doing at home experimenting with a tape recorder, a little bit like Music Concrete soon. But because at this time we had no synthesizer, because they came quite late to Europe, and also they were incredibly expensive at this time. Today you can have a studio for that, you know. I didn't even know where I'm going alone. But like in the beginning with electronic meditation or with first Ashrar, if it would not work, I would probably be a painter or a teacher or whatever. But it worked relatively fast, because when I released Irrlicht, it was, I think half a year later, it was kind of a top 10 album in France.
Klaus Schulze is an interesting case, and Irrlicht is, again, an album which not only connects with some of the sort of like minimalist things that are going on in people like, in some ways, Bill Niblock to a certain extent, although it's much more accessible than his work, and to the kind of more sort of drone-based experimental electronica of the 21st century. So, yes, he peels away from Tangerine Dream, as it were, and he does establish this kind of very individual furrow.
Klaus Schulze's Irrlicht is a sort of precursor to drone music. It sort of straddles what Sun Ra was doing and, say, what the drone rock bands like Sun and people like that are doing in the 90s and onwards. But it has a very cosmic feel to it, but a very dark edge cosmic feel. You're on the dark side of the moon, if you know what I mean. You're in dark space. It's pretty bleak out there. Irrlicht is also a kind of early minimalism as well. It's stripping everything down to the bare essentials of what the entire krautrock movement, and particularly what Tangerine Dream were doing and what Ashrar Temple were doing, down to the very minimum. I think he's sort of honed it right down so that you're hearing the very essence of what he was trying to do within those two groups.
He was this Einzelgänger, this solo person. Not really introvert like Florian Fricke, much more open-minded. But I think he was a person who had to do everything under control. There was a part of journalists and media who took him very serious from on the beginning. It was mostly from the classical department. The classical departments in radio and media found this is new classic. And I think they are right. He still is.
I know myself that it's a very simple, structured album, Irrlicht. But it is a groundbreaking album in terms of aesthetic, you know, not from a playing and all this, but and this has an importance. And then I said, oh yeah, it worked, and then I made one record after another, nearly 100 till now.